Stark, this is Rick Tearing on N de Brule and ANNE. De Brule is D. U-B-R-U-L-E, D-U-B-R-U-L-E, Dubrule, D as in David, age 62. Please make a copy for Dr. Maria Lopez. Maria Lopez. Next paragraph. Dear Maria, thank you for sending Anne de Brule for a permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, fifth president illness. This is a 62-year-old overweight female who has had an issue of persistent cough for over 2 years. Also has shortness of breath with exertion. And has had a complete cardiac evaluation done recently, including a CT, a coronary angiogram. Period. The patient coronary angiogram on 9/10/24 showed scattered atherosclerotic calcifications in the coronary arteries, including left main LAD circumflex and RCA. And there was adequate wall motion throughout with the ejection fraction of 57%. And she was also noted to have fibrotic changes in the visualized portions of the lung fields. The patient had a chest x-ray on January 19, 24, which showed no acute process. The patient has been treated for hypertension and has a past history for aortic valve replacement with a mechanical valve, and she is on anticoagulation. She denies any sputum production, hemoptysis, and denied fevers or chills, and had no nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next paragraph. The patient's past history has included history of aortic valve replacement 8 years ago. With a St. Jude metallic valve in 8/20/16. And they also had knee replacement surgery. She had a cholecystectomy and rotated cuff repair bilaterally. The patient also has a history of hypertension for more than 10 years. No diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, med list. atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily, coumadin 4 milligrams daily, and metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Habits. Next paragraph. Habits, yeah. The patient smoked one pack per day for 10 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol weekly. She's presently retired. Next paragraph, family history. The patient's mother, is in good health. Father died of heart disease. One uncle from my mother's side died of pulmonary fibrosis. Her one sister has history of pulmonary fibrosis, and one brother also had history for pulmonary fibrosis. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue or weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains, denies hay fever or asthma, but has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations, but has leg edema. She has no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains, muscle aches. She has easy bruising, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately obese, middle-aged white female is alert and no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or perforedema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure, 130 over 80, pulse is 75, respiration is 20, temps 97.5, weight is 222, saturation 95, and HEND and non-phthalic pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the bases. And fine crackles are heard at lung bases. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, small and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial lines are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic cough, and number 2 is possible interstitial lung disease. In brackets, UIP. Number 3 is degenerative arthritis. Number 4, history of aortic valve replacement. Number 5, hypertension. And Next paragraph, plan the patient. Number six, add possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, CBC, complete metabolic profile, ANA, anti-DNA, shed rate, RA factor. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. She was advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, and use Tessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams TIDPRN. A follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Maria Lopez, MD. Give the stock to Suzanne.